Live from Liverpool, we don't need to talk about ghosts with Kevin Eustace.
Hello, you lovely, lovely, wonderful people. Yes, it's Kevin back here. Hello.
Hello.
And with Becca, as she just said before I introduced her.
I thought you said it's Kev on
back here. No, I said it's Kev back.
Oh,
here.
Sorry.
And I'm with Becca. Hello.
Sorry. Hello.
There you go. It's another We Don't Need to Talk About Ghosts. For anyone who's new to the show and has listened to this, this is not the standard show that the show is, if you know what I mean. The standard show is every weekend. You will notice the difference because the titles of these mini-sodes we're putting out during this C-word fiasco is called We Don't Need to Talk About Ghosts. And that's the difference. So in these ones, we just kind of shoot the breeze and talk about general chit-chat. These tend to always be me and Rebecca. I called you Rebecca again there.
Stop it.
I know. Okay, so I do have some things that I want to discuss with you.
Oh, okay.
First things first, and this is for all of our listeners out there, the last final, yes, final, biggest paranormal quiz, which will be quiz number 3 that we're doing, has been postponed.
Da, da, da.
Seriously, if you're speaking like that, no one will hear you.
I think they will. Leave me alone.
They won't. Just speak up.
All right.
You're a presenter, for God's sake.
Like Kat Dealey.
Just like Kat Dealey. So it's been postponed. It was due to be the 2nd, which is this Saturday, but it's going to be a week later, the 9th.
Okay, why is that?
The reason for that is I have done absolutely nothing. And I haven't even put it as an event as of yet, which is bloody shocking of me.
Right.
So I need to advertise it today and, you know, give people a chance to re-amend their diaries and stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah, as always, if you've got questions, I know some of you already have sent in some questions. If you want us to ask certain types of questions, then send it to, or send them to, contact@talkaboutghosts.com. So, a new day for your diaries. It's a week Saturday the 9th of May, 8 p.m. GMT. We will, of course, be doing quiz number 3, the final quiz, hopefully. And I will be doing that with you.
Yes, look at you.
Yes, look at me. So, I have a couple of things that I wanted to discuss. Some that hark on... Hark! Hark! The Herald Angels Sing. The hark on back to old shows. So, if you remember, we had that email in. I think it was from Laura. And she basically bought a curse... Oh, she had cursed items. And... Or she believed them to be cursed, so she buried them in the back of her cousin's house.
Oh, yeah. This is the one where she bought loads of items and didn't know which one, so she just got rid of all of them.
She just got rid of all of them. Yeah. And she marked the bags with an X and...
Yes.
And we were wondering why.
Yeah.
Well, she's emailed in to answer why.
Okay.
So, she says, Hi, guys. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Very kindly read out my email on the April the 19th show, and you asked me to give more information on why I buried the haunted items in the way I did. So here it is.
I'm listening.
Honestly, it was just your standard lazy-ass internet research job. Mostly reading websites/blogs that seem to take the subject seriously. And discard any crazier advice. I avoided anything religiously themed as I'm an agnostic. And ended up with this. And then she's put the dot dot. Is it a colon? Semicolon? Colon?
Dot, colon, dot. Yeah.
Yeah, colon. Place all the items in paper bags with a heavy dose of sea salt. Draw black X's on the bags, not crosses, implying a sort of barrier or lock was now applied.
How do you draw an X without drawing a cross?
Well, a cross could be like a crucifix, couldn't it?
I know, but how would you make sure that it couldn't be misconstrued for a crucifix?
It'd be sideways. It'd look
but
like an X.
But if you tipped it, yeah, but an X is just a cross diagonal, isn't it?
Yeah, but...
For those of you who can't see, to illustrate this point, I've put my hand up, one hand straight up, one hand to the side, and I'm showing Kev a cross, like crucifix with my fingers, one up, and then I'm tilting it slightly, and now it's an X.
Yeah, well, Jesus wasn't crucified on an X, was he?
I know, but what I'm saying is, if you put an X on an item, and then you tilt it slightly diagonally, it's going to look like a cross, isn't it? So, look with it again with my fingers, hands up in front of me like this. That's an X, but if you tilt it like that, the item, now it's a cross. So, how do you draw it without it being misconstrued as a cross?
All right, well, if I ask you to draw a lowercase B on a bag of rubbish for Becca, because it's your rubbish, right?
Yeah.
How would you do that without it being misconstrued as a P?
Ah, you couldn't, that's exactly what I mean, but this specifically says not a cross.
Well, you could, because you'd perceive the top of a bin bag to be where you've tied it, wouldn't you? So that's your point of reference.
Okay, so it's the top of...
No, so the top is where it's tied is the top, yeah. Where the bottom is the bottom.
Right.
So therefore you can put... Even a fucking retard could put an X on that.
Don't say retard.
I didn't say retard because you're not allowed to say retard.
What if it was a globe?
What?
Well, what if it was a globe where there's no real top and bottom?
Well, there is. It's the icy bits.
Well, yeah, but that's only human perception.
Who's burying a globe?
These were all
flat earthers.
These were all antique items. There could be anything in there. Could be guitars.
But in the bag.
But aren't the X's on the items, not the bag?
No, not on the items. It's not like a weird game of tick.
Okay.
Anyway, draw black X's on the bags, not crosses.
Yeah.
Got that? Implying a sort of barrier or lock was now applied.
On the bags, not the items.
On the bag. Well, the bags is where everything is.
Okay.
Bury the bags in a hole in a secluded area, again with more sea salt, while saying aloud in a firm voice, "This ends here." You are not allowed to leave here. You are not allowed to follow me home. You do that to me when we have an argument.
Yeah, I know.
Leave me in a pub. No formal script or prayer, but damn, that part was satisfying after weeks of losing sleep and jumping at every noise.
Hope there's no rebellious spirits anywhere. Like, you can't tell me what to do.
There will
Which, again, usually comes back to our arguments in a pub. You wanted to stay out and you wanted to go home.
Yeah. Remember that time when we'd been out drinking, it was like 3 a.m, and I just wanted to go home, and you were adamant you were going for an extra drink because you wanted to have one more drink. And I said, no, this is dangerous now. It's the time of night when all the lunatics are out. It's 3 a.m. Still busy in town. I was like, but we need to go home now.
Safety in numbers. It was busy. It was fine.
And you were like, no, well, I'll go on my own. And I went, you're not going on your own to a pub. And we had this, like, obviously not physical because we're not that sort of couple, but we got into a very heated, very well-spoken, shouting match to the point where police on a horse who were just, like, patrolling the area were like, everything okay, mom? And I was like, why is it always the woman? She's been, like, tearing me a new arsehole.
No, he's harassing me. He won't let me live my life.
He won't let me walk.
I just want to entertain myself on a Saturday night and have a nice time, and he's being a crank.
I just want to walk as a single lady into a bar at 3 a.m. in a city centre and drink alone.
Well, get me started on that, and that whole woman on her own. I don't need no man. I can go, if I want to drink, I should be allowed to drink. There's no allowed about it. If I want to go out and have another drink, I'll go out and have another drink. Oh. I don't need your permission for this.
My phone's going. Hello? Oh, it's Beyonce for you.
What's Beyonce got to do with it?
Because she wants to meet up and go, oh, ding-a-ling. I don't need no man.
I actually think All Single Ladies is one of the most sexy songs ever. I hate it.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, she wants to talk to you about that as well. She's not happy with that outlook.
I don't think she cares.
She also worships the devil.
I've also just said
worshippers. Anyway, she continues.
Room being, don't tell me what to do.
I'll do what I want. You don't have to.
That's what I'll say.
You don't have to follow it. Okay, she continues. An interesting side effect of this experience is that I am now much less jumpy. I'm much more sceptical of any noises in the night or corner of the eye phenomena. In my home, I walk past the unlit laundry room of a night and see something vaguely man-shaped in the gloom. I will always stop, go back and turn on the light, and sure enough, there's a shirt hanging on a hook in that spot. Or if I hear a creepy laugh while I'm reading and the TV is on but I haven't really been paying attention, I will always rewind the broadcast and yup, there's the creepy laugh buried in the soundtrack. I'm hyper-vigilant in my home, but I refuse to be paranoid or scared. Having dealt with the supernatural once, I feel confident I could do so again. It's a good feeling. Thanks again for letting me bend your ear. Laura in Ohio, US of A. What make you of that, sweet Rebecca?
Yeah, I've read.
Yeah, it's good. Isn't it? It's good. We asked for an answer, a reason, and she gave me one. Now, also, on the last show that I'd done, which you wasn't part of, and it was a boss show as well, yeah.
Is it a boss show because I wasn't part of it?
I wouldn't go that far, no. You've got your own fan base now, so I wouldn't like to do them an injustice by telling the truth.
Hey, listen, if you want me on the shows, this is dead easy. Just don't come and ask me to be on the shows and thrust a microphone in front of my face.
I do want you to be on the shows because I think you're great.
Thanks.
That's why I love you.
Well, that's nice.
It's unsafe now. Can't go back. Okay.
Were you planning on going back? No. You're ever going to deny it.
Anyway, so another guy emailed, not that Laura's a guy, but another fella called, not that she's a fella, another listener emailed in called Scott, and I read his story out on the show this week. But at the start of it, he put like a load of bumf about him being a paranormal investigator, and I said I'd read it out on one of the midweek shows.
Right.
So we could discuss.
So he's an actual paranormal investigator.
I think he was. So, he says, hi, Kevin Beck.
Hello.
Hello. Firstly, I'd like to send... He does say I like to send... Firstly, I'd like to send a big hello for Katoomba in the beautiful Blue Mountains in New South Wales. That's Australia. Secondly... Yeah? New South Wales.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Secondly, a big thank you for your podcast, which has entertained me thoroughly for a while now. You guys have a refreshing approach to the topics on hand, at hand even, and provide many belly laughs along the way. So let's start with an introduction, he says. So this is the part I didn't read out on the podcast.
Okay.
My name's Scott. I'm an electrician and family man, just nudging my 48th. I have been a keen student of the supernatural, preternatural, and the occult since my early teens. Whether it's a tale of hard folklore, hauntings, or cryptid activity, you have my attention. I'm generally fairly critical and analytical when it comes to these things. However, I do truly believe, following my own experiences. Generally, I don't believe in psychics and have only ever encountered one person in my life I would consider psychic, and they never claim to be so. That being said, I do believe that there are many, that many are very sensitive to otherness, as I like to call it. I also cringe at the term paranormal investigator, though the irony is, I was one for many years. I never charged or took advantage and took only on cases that had an interest for me or if someone desperately needed my help. I surrounded myself with like-minded associates and we would approach the situations as such. Okay? So now we're going to discuss his routine that he would approach paranormal stuff with.
Okay.
Tell me if you can pick holes or you think it's a good approach. Okay?
Okay.
Number one. Firstly, interview the subjects and get a feel for the living conditions, general health and well-being. That seem okay with you?
Yes, seems reasonable.
Because they might be mental.
Yes, indeed. I'm sure that's exactly why, yeah.
And I'm sure that's the terms he used.
Yeah.
Can you just answer these questions, please, love? Because, you know, you might be a bit mental. I wouldn't want to waste time. Because he's from Yorkshire. Wouldn't want to waste time. Anyway. Number two. If the first step seems okay, like that. If they're not mental... We would then proceed to check out the environmental situation, both natural and man-made. It has been helpful as an electrician to assess dodgy wiring in old houses, which can be responsible for hearing strange voices and the like. Bad clusters of dangerous wiring can lead to strong electromagnetic fields in certain areas and can pick up the weirdest things like radio frequencies, etc. So we check for no underground water, radio towers, bad ventilation, mould issues, air leaks, so on and so forth. This also involves doing a fair bit of research into the location and its history, if possible.
That's really good that he's got that knowledge of being an electrician, to be like to look at things, because I think a lot of it is probably ascribed to electricity, the stuff that we hear. So I think that's a really good base of knowledge for a paranormal investigator.
Very good. And also, a little side note. One sec while I fix this recording, it's hurt my hand. Also, a little side note, Scott. If you have any idea why our electricity bills are extortionately high...
Oh, yeah, please get in touch. We don't know what's happening. There's only two of us who live here in this flat, and they're ludicrous, aren't they?
Yeah, and sometimes we can go days without being here sometimes. And
I know.
We're still getting, like, the electricity bill come through of a family of five, it turns out.
That's in, like, a full detached house. A five-bedroom house,
yeah. Like, yeah. We've looked at it statistically.
We're baffled.
I know that... You know what? This can be a sign of the paranormal, seriously. Overuse of electricity.
Well, then they want to... Pay the way, don't they?
Fucking right, yeah. Anyway, so yeah, Scott, any ideas on that? Anyway, getting back to your actual email. He says, point three, if none of the above resolves anything, it usually does 90% of the time, he says in brackets, then we will stay at the location for a time, observing and recording what we can.
That's interesting, so 99% of the time.
90%
of the time, yeah. No, that's interesting. It still is interesting, yeah. That, like, our paranormal investigator... is happily admitting that, you know.
And you know what? I would personally think that would be very demotivating, but it clearly isn't. You know, if, like, think about it. If 9 out of every 10 cases you get all amped up for, you go in and you're like, listen, love, it's just that your plugs are manky.
But I think that's a sign of a real professional that to go in and get all the other things out the way
completely,
first.
Yeah.
And be like, because, you know, it shows, one, that he doesn't want to waste his own time more than anyone else's.
Yeah.
But also... that he's, you know, confident enough.
And you know what? I bet he says to the people who've got him in, when it is something like that, I'm happy to tell you your house isn't haunted. Whereas I would be saying, oh, I'm really sorry about this. You haven't got a ghost.
Well, yeah, it's also not, like, willfully ignorant of it. You know what I mean? He's not just going to go in and say, yeah, no, it's definitely a ghost because you want it to be a ghost. It's showing...
I'd completely trust Scott's judgment.
We're just all for you, Scott.
And you've only got two more points to fuck this up, really. Number four, if this time gives us evidence of Oh, sorry, you mean the time when they spend there. If this time gives us evidence... Well,
did you finish the third point?
Yes.
Because I feel like I jumped in. You sure you finished it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll state the location for the time, observing and recording what we can.
Right.
Point four. If this time gives us evidence of activity that can only now be deemed supernatural, then we will try to assess what kind of things we're dealing with. If there is no feeling of dread and nothing harmful or threatening has occurred, we will ask if the subject wishes this to be removed or not. I'm not really in the business of getting rid of helpful or what you guys call guardian spirits. If, however, we believe what we have collected leads us to believe that something of a hostile nature haunts the place, we will offer to purge it.
Okay, so we've had our first wobble there.
Go on.
in the opening line, nearly. If it can
Which is the evidence
only
of activity?
No, if it can only be deemed as supernatural. Read that line again.
Okay, he says, if this time gives us, this in the time and the premises,
yeah.
gives us evidence of activity that can now only be deemed supernatural.
Only be deemed supernatural. Now, I'm interested to know what can only be deemed supernatural. Like, what can happen that can have no possible other...
But to be fair to him, compared to everybody else, well, the majority of other people, he's ruled out...
Yeah, definitely. He's ruled out loads of things, which is, like, excellent, I think. Like, you know, he's gone through a load of stuff. But that's still too much of a leap then to say, right, because we've checked off these, you know, X amount of things. It can only be supernatural.
Well, hold on, right. Let's say, here's one for you. Let's say there's a room with no doors, right? Nothing in it.
Well, how would you get into it?
Okay, I magicked you in there. So let's pretend that's
right,
happened.
Well...
I've built it around you.
You're a psychopath.
And I've sucked all the air out.
Well, then I'm dead, aren't I?
Yep. Moving on. No, let's pretend that you're in that room, right? And there's a ball in that room, right? There is nothing. You've checked everything for effects.
Then
the ball floats 5 feet in the air and drops to the floor. What do you say with your belief system in place? You've just experienced that. So what do you say?
I don't know. I knew this was going to be something stupid that's unanswerable because I could say it could be anything, couldn't I? You could come up with ridiculous things and I can come up
with ridiculous things. I've got a point to this. So my point of it is, if, and Scott seems to have, you know, he's ruled out...
Magnets.
It's not magnets.
How do you know?
Let's say there's a computer in there also, and every time you attempt to type in what it is, it says, no.
No, definitely not having that.
Okay, here's one for you. There's a machine in there that knows everything in the world that we physically know, right? And you press a button on it and it says, Becca, we have not an idea how that done that. What do you say?
Oh, I've done that. It knows everything we know and that's how it speaks.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't say it was good with English.
Right, moving on. As I said, and you've completely proved my point, you can come up with ridiculous things and I can come up with ridiculous things and now you're just coming up with more ridiculous things.
No, I'm not. But my point of it is, you may say, if your point may be, well, it might not be, it doesn't mean it's a ghost. It might just be a force of nature we don't yet understand, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Supernatural. That's what supernatural is.
Nature to the max.
Yeah, exactly. So you do believe in the supernatural, is what you're trying to say.
Don't.
Point five. The rite of purging was developed over many years. It has a written structure that can be adapted to suit...
Sorry, can we just scooch back to four as well?
Yeah.
Because there's a bit that we didn't finish there. Okay. Not necessarily of my criticism, but can you imagine being given that message that, like, listen, you were right, there is something here, but... We don't think it's benevolent, so far it's all right with you. We're just going to leave it.
Yeah.
What? No, I don't want to get... No, it's nice, honestly. It's a good one. Nah, you don't want to be getting rid of that. It's good, you know. It's a nice guy.
Yeah. That's a very good point. Okay, five. The rite of purging was developed over many years. It has a written structure that can be adapted to suit the person's individual beliefs, etc. For the most part, it's an assertion of the will and adding in the person's deep-seated beliefs to pivot it off. Can only strengthen and enhance the right. To this day, I've had a 100% success rate, but my resolve was shaken to its core once in a tale I'll share with you shortly. We have also performed the right as a placebo effect in places we felt nothing, but it did seem to give the subject some peace of mind. There you go.
This might be a stupid question, because almost certainly not, but I wonder if any of the clients end up eventually knowing that they were given a placebo.
Well, you'd imagine if they've got a genuine haunt there and Scott's just not managed to pick up on it with whatever tests he's done, then yeah, because they'd be like, oh, I feel better already. See you, Scott. See ya. Close the door. And you're like, I'm still fucking here. And he goes, oh, bollocks, that was a placebo. That's how I think it would work.
Okay.
So that was good, though, wasn't it? Thank you very much, Scott. Yeah, that's interesting. Very interesting. Yeah, yeah. We do
it
like
that.
It
does seem like you're a principled paranormal investigator.
It does, yeah, and I like the fact that you do. We've also...
We knew a paranormal investigator once, didn't we? Do you remember? And then we kept...
Who?
We kept bumping into her, like, everywhere.
We went on... that's when we went to... You know, what was the... It was the last year's Halloween special? Or the year before? It was the year before's Halloween special.
It was the year before, but that wasn't then. When we did the ghost hunt, that wasn't
then. No, but what I was going to say is...
Same place.
It was the same place. Blackburn House.
Yeah.
Which has got a fantastic history behind it. And re-listen to that episode. 2018, unbelievably. 2018's mm-hmm. Halloween special.
Yeah.
Where we go to Blackburn House. Well, basically, me and Becca went there to do a ghost tour, didn't we? A ghost hunt.
Yeah, like a few years before. Like an organised one that you just got tickets to.
Yeah, and the leader of that, like the woman who was the head of this paranormal group.
Yeah.
We ran into her about 9 different times, didn't we?
Yeah, she was working at the Food and Drink Festival. She works in a
craft beer place now. That
bar in town, yeah.
We just literally can't get rid of her. Well, I say that sounded a bit harsh, but you know what I mean. We did have another email as well. Let me just see where it is. It was from Samantha Sloan, and it's not really a story, so I couldn't read it out, but it's just some commentary. What do you think about this? And we know that there is something similar to this anyway. She says, "Hi guys, hi. Thanks for another great quiz. You're welcome."
Is Samantha Sloan a Patreon?
It's a good question, actually.
Because if she's not and she signs up and you do a name on the song, you should do it to the tune of Ballad of a Thin Man. Do you, Samantha Sloan? Dun, 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 dun.
What the dun, flip dun, is dun, Ballad dun, of a Thin Man?
Bob Dylan song.
Oh, right, you need an in-depth Bob Dylan knowledge then.
Not really, I thought you'd know it.
No, because the only songs I know about Bob Dylan are... Let's put it down, it's been too thin. Do the monkey down in your pants.
You're doing yourself short service there because you know more than two.
I do. I also know.
You definitely know Ballad of a Thin Man if you heard it.
I bet you I wouldn't.
Do you, Mr. Jones? Dun, 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 dun. You walk into a room and you say, "You is that, you know that one? That one?"
Nope.
You do?
Does he do his Lay Lady Lay voice in it?
Yeah, yeah, he does that accent that voice that you do that I can't really do.
He doesn't do that, innit?
Say, "Who is that kid?
Who'd you go to? I like some potatoes with my stew.
'Cause something is happening and you don't know what it is.
For Jesus was nailed onto the X.
Mr. Jones. Do, 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 do." That one.
Anyway, very good.
But yeah, that would be a good one. Samantha Sloan. Do, do, do.
No one knows the song.
Okay.
You know, I could also sing it too. The Dead Tin Man by...
You just made that up.
No, The Dead
you have
Tin
just
Man.
Made that up.
The Dead Tin Man.
Tell me your face. You
by Cat Stevens.
You've made it up.
And it goes, "The Dead Tin Man."
Well, why could you do it to that?
Do, do, do. The Dead Tin Man.
Well, why could you do it to that?
Because you go, "Samantha Sloan."
Mine was far better. Even if your imaginary song, my real one was better.
Well, and you may have noticed as well, like, it was written by Cat Stevens, but it was actually sung by the Bee Gees. Anyway, so she says, "Hi guys, hi. In Dundee, we have a company called DD Tours. It stands for Dark Dundee, where two guys take you on a wee walk through the part of the city and talk about the darker side of history. Murders, a siege, witchcraft, Jack the Ripper, riots, etc. It's all stuff from hundreds of years ago, so they can get away with dark comedy. Whenever they come across a tale that seems to have no historical basis, they tell it anyway, but let you know they can't find any solid facts. Is it something you would think about doing in Liverpool? Seems like it could be a good fit with Becca's events background and Kev's love of the dark and twisty. DD Tours are currently working on loading some of their older stories on YouTube from home, as they can't host tours at the moment, so you can have a nosy on there to see what I'm on about. Anyway, keep up the good work, and thanks for the podcast recommendations. Stay safe, Samantha Sloan."
That's a good idea.
Thank you, Samantha Sloan. Well, there is one already in Liverpool, isn't it, called Shiverpool?
I think there might be a couple. I think there's another ghost one as well, isn't there? But Shiverpool's one, and there's just, like, ghost tours, I think.
Well, there's not Liverpool, is there? Which I could do.
There might be Liverpool, you know.
What?
Well, I don't know. There might be.
I think you'll find I coined the phrase Liverpool.
Well, it's a pretty easy pun, isn't it? You wouldn't be the only one.
But it's not easy at all. I'll have you know, that literally took me days to come up with.
You're joking.
I had Liver Ghost... Scary Pool. Because just for the start, when I say live from Liverpool, see, there's none as there. I've made it up. It's copyright Kev Eustace 2020. In fact, 2017, if you want to get technical. Or 2018.
Okay, yeah, you might get away with it.
Hooray! But I'll definitely get a cease and
desist. Oh, no. Liverpool Fire on it. Yeah, there's a Twitter account and everything.
What is it then?
At Liverghouls.
Yeah, but what did he do?
And then Liverghoul Paranormal.
What did they do, Basil? What did he do?
Second, I'm opening it. Paranormal researcher, criminologist, Liverpool, UK. Says, once was at your venue. Oh, new series coming soon. What is
series?
It?
Like? Yeah. We might be plugging someone's show, yeah.
Ghost Crusades. I think we are, yeah. Ghost Crusades.
Oh, well, there you go,
so,
guys.
Anyway, Liverpool.
Found something new.
But, yeah. And he joined in May 2011, so you didn't have the name then.
Yeah, but anyone can change the name. He's definitely, at the start of my show, decided to change his entire company ethos based on it. Of course, I'm joking. So that about wraps up our little extra for today. Mm-hmm. The main point from this show, guys and girls and all in between, is that the third paranormal quiz will be coming a week later than planned. It won't be this Saturday the 2nd, it will be Saturday the 9th, 8 o'clock GMT, which, as we all know, stands for Grandma's Meaty Todger.
What?
I know.
Why have you got to be this way?
So, you know, sometimes I just go on autopilot and just talk.
And that's what comes out?
Sometimes Grandma's Meaty Todger comes out. Greenwich Mean Time. Which holds a place in your heart, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Because you lived in Greenwich.
I did.
Got your degrees in Greenwich.
Yes.
Did you get both degrees in Greenwich?
No, just one.
Which one?
The English and Philosophy degree. Why ask and then go, ugh, you literally asked.
Where did you get your Masters?
The University of Liverpool.
Uni of?
Yes.
I know part. I didn't do university education, or indeed higher education, or indeed education. No, I didn't. But isn't there like some sort of like hierarchy of universities, and it's called like the ranker system or something?
I think in the UK, so the equivalent to the Ivy League in the UK is, I think, the Russell Group. Right. But you call them red brick universities, which means that they were built at a certain period. So like the older the better, generally. And the University of Liverpool is both a Russell Group and a red brick university. So. Boom.
So bite me. So
again, you asked.
I know, yeah, but I'm interested now. What other universities are in this Russell Group?
I think the University of Manchester will be. Obviously, Oxford and Cambridge are like top of the leagues all the time.
Yeah.
Just kind of like, you know, you're older, you're more established.
City universities.
Yeah, I'm not sure that they always have to be cities, but yeah, older and established and, you know, like kind of well-respected, renowned universities.
Yeah.
Like the University of Greenwich, I loved it, but I don't think it's part of the Russell Group.
Okay. Well, there you go. I think we can all agree we've learned something here. Okay then, guys. We will be back, what day are we on? Wednesday. We'll be back on Friday for yet another We Don't Need to Talk About Ghosts. But we did kind of speak about ghosts in this one.
We largely spoke about ghosts, I'd say.
Yes, I suppose we did. Myself and Becca are now off to record the little extra for the Patreons. So if you're a Patreon, you can go and look forward to that. If you're not, you can always become one. Go to www.patreon.com/we-need-to-talk-about-ghosts. In the meantime and in between time, take care of yourselves and each other. Be kind. It's quite simple, isn't it, Becca?
Yeah, and listen to Ballad of a Thin Man by Bob Dylan. It's a great song.
Yes, and listen to The Dead Tin Man by Cat Stevens, sung by Barry Gibb.
Which is a fake song.
Well, other than that, just go around, check your crucifixes, make sure he's not nailed to an X. And we'll speak to you on Friday.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Tatty bye, in fact.